Can I just say, wow, I enjoyed that. I've been singing out of our previous songbook for the last 25 plus years. But some of those songs, and as much as I like to sing, and I had nothing against the old songbook, some of those songs just moved me literally to tears tonight. They were so inspiring, so touching of the heart, for lack of better terminology. For just a few moments, would you look with me, if you would, at Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Before we read this psalm, I want to tell you what I'd like you to look for in it. I want you to think about, as we read this, and see if you can kind of pick them out, and we'll read it a couple of times, six things that we are to do, and six reasons why. It's only five verses. It's actually kind of split in the middle by paragraph there between verses 3 and 4. But again, think about it as we read. Six things to do, six reasons why. The psalmist says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations." I don't know if this is one of the psalms that was sung, either in Hebrew or in early Christian worship. But I do read that much of the singing that was done was actually a reciprocal chanting of these kinds or these types of songs. That was so for a couple of reasons. One, not everyone in the congregation could read. And two, even if they could, there often weren't multiple copies of the Psalms of David or the other Psalms that are written. So that one would stand and chant a portion, and then the audience would recite it back, and then he would move to the next. And so that's how the early singing was done. Now, as you had time to think about it, let's read through this psalm one more time, and then I'll point out some things for you if you haven't figured them out already. "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations." Now, if you look at this, the six things to do are in verses 1 and 2 and 4. The reasons that these things should be done are in verses 3 and 5. Now let's read this psalm again, and we're going to skip the reasons why and then read them afterwards. So we'll read verses 1 and 2 and then 4. "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name." Now the reasons. "Know the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good and His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. Now, if nothing else, you've probably pretty well got this psalm memorized. But it seemed to go along well with what we were doing tonight. We were attempting to shout joyfully to the Lord, to come before Him with joyful singing. And the reasons that we were doing that is because we realized that the Lord Himself is God, that it is He who made us, and not we ourselves, that we are the sheep of His pasture. Therefore, we enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. We give thanks to Him and bless His name because the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. I've always been somewhat analytical. I like to make lists and classify and group things. And so to me, that kind of arranging helps me to see what the psalmist is saying. The commands of verses 1 and 2 are based on the knowledge or the understanding of verse 3. The commands of verse 4 are again based on the understanding of verse 5, the Lord's goodness, His loving kindness, and His faithfulness. So as we key in on those kinds of words, it helps us to understand. I hate it when my parents told me to do something and I didn't understand why. Now, sometimes it was enough because I said so. That's a good reason, parents. Children, that's a good reason. If parents say, because I said so, until you're old enough to know that it's contrary to God's will, that's a good reason. And it's not going to be contrary to God's will, obviously, if your parents are telling you that. Hopefully. But when we understand why it is that we're commanded to do something, then it renews our ability to do it in the proper spirit. Notice again how these commands are to be carried out, and then we'll conclude. Shout joyfully. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Why? Because of verse 3 and what is understood. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name, because the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all the generations. When we understand what it is that God wants us to do and why, it renews our ability to do it with the proper spirit. I hope we've been singing these songs, even though we may not have known them and even though we learned some new ones tonight. I learned 3 or 4 that I'd never sung before. Most of them I had sung at least once or twice somewhere back down the road. But when we understand why it is that God says that we should sing praises to His name, because He is worthy to be praised, why should we should be joyful because of all the blessings that He has given us, why we should be thankful, because of His mercy, His faithfulness, His loving kindness, it is everlasting. We have so much to be joyful about as children of His. We have so much to be thankful for because we are the sheep of His pasture. And the grass is green. We have so much for which to be thankful. What about you? Do you enjoy the blessings of being sheep of His pasture? Are you receiving the benefits of His loving kindness, His faithfulness, His forgiveness? Have you put on Christ in baptism by faith, changing your life to follow after Him, crucifying the flesh with all of its passions and pride? We can help you in some way to be either right with God or to become right again with God. We will. You'll come while we stand. While we stand.